Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and praise the Lord that we're back together again, able to share the word of the Lord. On yesterday's broadcast, I read the entire Psalm 62, which is just full of wonderful spiritual revelation for us if we will dig into the word just a little bit. And this psalm was written by David. And he was a man, you know, acquainted with sorrows. He was a man of affliction. And I believe one of the reasons God anointed him, the sweet psalmist of Israel, because he was able to express some of the deepest feelings that a human being could go through, all manner of affliction, and the waves and billows of adversity just went over him so many times. But what precious lessons he learned, and he passed those lessons on to us in his writings, inspired by the Holy Spirit. That's why for generation upon generations, the Psalms have been so beloved, because they speak to us at a very, very deep level. And in this particular psalm that he wrote, he was evidently in great difficulty. He was surrounded by enemies, conspirators, and false friends. And just for the sake of structure and teaching, if you will, the psalm is divided into four divisions. There's sort of a spiritual progression, if you will. In verses 1 through 4, he speaks to his enemies. In fact, let's just take a moment and let me just share that with you. He begins by saying, "Truly, my soul waiteth upon God. From him cometh my salvation. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be greatly moved. How long will ye imagine mischief against a man? Ye shall be slain, all of you. As a bowing wall shall ye be, and as a tottering fence. They only consult to cast him down from his excellency. They delight in lies. They bless with their mouth, but they curse inwardly." So he is speaking to his enemies. And there's a scripture reference in Isaiah, the 30th chapter, and I'm going to start reading at verse 12. "Wherefore thus saith the Holy One of Israel, because ye despise this word, and trust in oppression, and perverseness, and stay thereon, therefore this iniquity shall be to you as a breach ready to fall, swelling out in a high wall, whose breaking cometh suddenly as at an instant." God is going to deal with the enemies of his bride, the enemies of his church. There are those who are in power today, and we know from the scriptures prophecy will be fulfilled. There is a movement for a one world government, a one world currency, a one world religion, that the man of abomination, the Antichrist, is going to be revealed. This is all in the Word of God. It cannot be disannulled. It can't be prayed away. This is where we're headed. But beloved, God is the one who is in control. And in spite of the things that surround us even today, or the things that the future might hold for us, in this is our confidence that God, praise God, this world that mocks at God, those who are even in religious circles, just in the time of Jesus, Pharisees, Sadducees, they were highly educated, learned in the law, and yet they didn't understand when the very Son of God was in their midst. They didn't have ears to hear. They were blinded by religious spirits. They were swallowed up by the traditions sons of men, and they could not hear, they could not see the very incarnate Son of God who stood in their midst speaking the words of truth, that they could be saved. And so, beloved, we're living in the midst of an evil and perverse generation. There are those that make fun of Christians. They mock at those who serve God. But, beloved, a time is coming that the God is going to have his day. There is a time when the Lord Jesus Christ will return to this earth, and the kingdoms of this earth will become the kingdoms of our God, and he will rule with a rod of iron. And those of us who are his, we will also rule and reign with him. It shall be a kingdom of righteousness, the millennial reign of Christ, where wars shall cease, and the very King of glory, Jesus, will be enthroned at Jerusalem, where he will rule the nations. And beloved, all iniquity, all those who have mocked at God, all the enemies of God will be scattered. Arise, O Lord, let your enemies be scattered. Beloved, that is a time is coming that the wicked, those who imagine mischief, they shall be as a tottering fence. They're not going to stand. Oh, for a time and season, it might seem as if they prosper, but beloved, their day is coming. So David speaks to his enemies. Beloved, we have enemies personally. The enemies are very real of the church. There are those that are speaking, you know, the truth in hypocrisy. What seems to be the truth, you've got to have the spirit of deception to discern. Because when I say we need to be loving, well, that's certainly truth, but what they're suggesting is we need to be more tolerant. We need to embrace all the religions of the world. Actually, as you know, because we're all serving the same God, we're all children. We're all brothers and sisters in the family of God. Well, beloved, that's not true. Only those who accept the Lord Jesus Christ, and that is hard-lined, that is straight-laced, there's no compromise. Jesus said he is the way, the truth, and the life. There is no other way to the Father. And the world hates that kind of rigid absolutism, but beloved, that is the truth. All the religions of the world seek in some fashion, in some way, for mankind to reach out to God, to attain spiritual enlightenment, but Christianity, it's not a religion, it's a relationship with a person, the God who created heaven and earth, and it's a revealing of his heart reaching out to man. Beloved, we couldn't have done it ourselves. We can't save ourselves, but only through Jesus. And there's no greater miracle than the new birth, where that a person who is spiritually dead becomes alive and a new creature in Christ Jesus. So, beloved, David speaks to his enemies. We have enemies today. And then, let me read verses 5 through 7. My soul, wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from him. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. Praise God. That's his declaration. I shall not be moved. I've set the Lord always before me because he is at my right hand. I shall not be moved. He only is my rock, my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. In God is my salvation and my glory, the rock of my strength, and my refuge is in God. Here we see, I'm talking about a spiritual progression. First he's speaking to his enemies, then he starts speaking to himself. One of the things about David, he knows how to encourage himself in the Lord. Remember the incident of Ziklag? I mean, even his mighty men were talking of stoning him because their loved ones, all they possessed, was stolen by the enemy. But he encouraged himself in the Lord. And then he starts preaching. He starts speaking to his friends in verses 7 through 11. In God is my salvation and my glory, the rock of my strength, and my refuge is in God. Trust in him. That's the word for us today, beloved, at all times. Times, ye people, pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. Praise God. Surely men of low degree are vanity, and men of high degree are a lie. To be laid in the balance, they are altogether lighter than vanity. Trust not in oppression, and become not vain in robbery. If riches increase, set not your heart upon them. God has spoken once, twice have I heard this, that power belongeth unto God. And then the fourth progression, the fourth step, if you will, remember now he spoke to his enemies, He spoke to himself. He spoke to the saints, to God's people, to his friends. Then he starts speaking to the Lord. "Also unto thee, O Lord, belongeth mercy, for thou renderest to every man according to his work." So that's the spiritual progression: his enemies, himself, his friends, and finally to the Lord. And you might say, well, you know, that's sort of backward. Don't you think you should speak to the Lord first and reverse it? Well, God knows our frame, and when we're embattled, when we're in a place of trial and conflict, the most obvious, the most attention-getting aspect of our circumstances are those who are working against us, those who seek to undermine us. And so God knows our frame. And so as we start speaking to our enemies, we start speaking truth, we are speaking what the Word says, they will be as a bowing wall and as a tottering fence. "How long will ye imagine mischief against a man?" The Lord is going to take care of the wicked. We can encourage ourselves in that. And then as we start to encourage ourselves, we feel his presence, we feel his anointing, and we can start preaching, we can start speaking positively to others. Why? Because we are encouraged. And then it merges into praise to the Lord. "Also unto thee, O Lord, belongeth mercy, for thou renderest to every man according to his work." So you see, the Holy Spirit knows how to get us out of the place of desolation, out of the place of being embattled. You might feel that way right now, but beloved, as we follow this divine order, as we speak to the enemy of our soul, as we rebuke the enemy of our soul, because God has given us authority and power, then we will begin to be encouraged. Beloved, God is in control, and he is a merciful, mighty God. Well, the time has just flown on this broadcast, and I'm just getting into this psalm. There's so much. It's so rich, and I invite you tomorrow to tune in as we pick up, and we're going to look at some very interesting things that I've shared, and yet we're going to look at them a little more closely and see what the Holy Spirit will speak to our heart. I invite you to tune in then, and if any time you miss a broadcast or you'd like to rehear it, I invite you to just go to unveilchrist.org, and you can listen to it, click on the podcast, and you can rehear or listen to any broadcast that you may have missed. The announcer is going to give you our contact information. Thank you so much for listening, and I look forward to your letters. God's raised up this ministry to be an intercessor with God's people. He is answering prayer. I invite you to write. I love you, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You have been listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at either P.O. Box 218, Tracy, California, 95378, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop her an email. Again, our address is P.O. Box 218, Tracy, California, 95378, and that web address is unveiledchrist.org. And as you write, remember your prayers and tax-deductible offerings of support enable us to keep this broadcast ministry on the air. Thank you for joining us. God bless.